Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So John Sillars has joined me here on location. He is the Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you again this year. John, let's start off this way. Government shutdown. Obviously, everybody's been concerned about it. The not-for-profit community, very concerned about it. But food banks, probably more so than anyone else. How did it impact you guys?
Well, before we even talk about the shutdown, we were facing a food shortage, and it was driven by an increased demand. We saw our number of people experiencing food insecurity in South Louisiana grow to 436,000 from, I think, 407,000 this year. At the same time, there has been, due to policy changes at the federal level, the USDA is providing less support. And so for this fiscal year, which started on July 1st, we anticipate that we're going to receive 6 million pounds less food from the USDA. And so that's creating a crunch for us. And so now the government shutdown starts. And really where it got intense was in November, the beginning of November, because people weren't receiving their SNAP benefits. Now, SNAP actually provides 9 meals for every 1 meal that a food bank provides. And so we went into this anticipating it was going to be a real challenge. We distribute food, not necessarily to individuals experiencing food insecurity, but we have a network of 500 pantries and feeding programs throughout South Louisiana that we help. And they were talking about longer lines, people they had never seen come to the food pantries, and a need for more food. And the great thing is that we got an incredible community response, in the form of monetary donations as well as food donations. And that was just amazing. It's just amazing to see the community, the entire community, step up. And we really appreciate it that, you know, the community support is needed, and they really came through, and we were so grateful.
That's, you know, so good to hear. And you and I were talking off air before we came on how this community really punches above its weight. When you talk about the population loss that we've had, fewer residents living here, but still giving in extraordinary ways and extraordinary numbers in spite of having fewer of us.
Right. I mean, it's truly amazing. You know, individuals, organizations, corporations just absolutely giving. It's just been amazing. You know, I've gotten calls from old friends from, you know, previous lives saying, hey, I hear you're at Second Harvest. I saw you on TV and, you know, want to make a donation. And just really grateful for that. Just incredibly grateful.
So long term, how does this pan out? You know, the whole thing with the USDA has always been a little bit of a catch-as-catch-can, you know, program, right? I mean, there's been a multiple shifts over years. I know that a lot of the cold storage warehousing throughout the country that actually stored goods for the USDA had a lot to do with how they were managing certain crops and yields here, as it relates to what, you know, how they would utilize that relative to foreign policy implications of other countries. As that gets disrupted, obviously this whole supply chain has changed in a significant way, right?
Well, what I can say is that, you know, aside from the advocacy that we actively participate in, not only on our own, but through the Feeding America organization, there, you know, we're part of a network of 199 other food banks that cover the entire United States. We don't have much control over what the USDA does or what the administration does. And so that's an uncontrollable. What is controllable is reaching out to the community, but also amping up our food rescue efforts. And that means talking to retailers, talking to manufacturers, talking to distributors, talking to, you know, co-ops, even farmers, about donating food. Or, you know, at the end of the day, if we need to make a food purchase, we make a food purchase. And it's really looking at our entire
network. So you're doing more direct marketing now in many respects in order to overcome those shortages, going to the sources.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been doing that, but, you know, we're making a more of a concentrated effort to do that and reach out to, you know, even some of our partner food banks to find out if there's a way that if we work together, can we make a more effective approach? And we've been doing that with the four other food banks in the state of Louisiana through our Feeding Louisiana organization. But, you know, really, it's really pulling out all the stuff.
What's interesting in this state, correct me if I'm wrong, although there were some implications of the, you know, the reductions in SNAP, not as severe in the state as in many other states, right?
Well, the we have the second highest concentration of SNAP recipients. We're after New Mexico,
right?
And we appreciated the fact that the state actually came forward with,
and that's what I was talking.
Yeah, they came forward with money and to help, I believe it was families with kids as well as seniors and even the disabled. Fortunately, ultimately, the federal government shut down.
My only point was it could have been a lot worse, and thankfully it didn't get to, you know, even more of a crisis. It is a crisis. There's no doubt about
it. Oh, absolutely. 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 It could have been terrible. And what I'm hoping that people remember is the impact that it has had on food banks and the number that I want. And, you know, we keep repeating it: for every one meal a food bank provides, SNAP provides nine. And so just the comparison is just like, well, they don't eat SNAP, you know, let them go to the food banks. Well, that's...
Yeah. Well, the capacity's not there.
Right.
And I don't know that it could ever be there.
Right.
I guess maybe in theory it could.
In theory it could, but it would take
a number of years to develop the infrastructure. Because y'all, I mean, the building of this infrastructure has taken a long time, right? And when you look at the history of Second Harvest and how it's grown, I mean, it's been growing exponentially. But where it is today, it has taken a number of years. Y'all have developed infrastructure. In fact, y'all are developing additional infrastructure right now.
I'm glad you asked that.
So let's talk about that.
Absolutely. You know, everybody, I believe, within this listening area knows about our distribution center in Harahan. We also have a distribution. We've had a distribution in Lafayette since 2006. We added two distribution centers this year, a Lake Charles distribution center. We had a grand opening in May, and we had a grand opening for a Bayou distribution center located in Houma at the end of July. And so those two distribution centers enable us to more effectively serve those communities, because as it stood now, as before, we were sending two trucks down to the Bayou pantry partners a week. Now we have a truck down there as well as a van, and the same applies for Lake Charles. And so we're able to more effectively serve those pantry partners that we currently have, as well as develop new relationships with new pantry partners to, you know, really effectively serve those communities.
And just so the public understands, a lot of times y'all are called upon to backfill resources in the event of a storm or some other weather event down there. And it only made sense because I remember having conversations with you and Natalie and others, you know, about the difficulty of the logistics of moving food from this distribution center to Houma or to Lake Charles. You know, you had closed roads, you had power lines down, you had a whole lot going on. And meanwhile, there were people over there handing food out and needed additional food to hand out. So it only made sense that you guys would spread this network across the I-10 corridor, so to speak, in dealing with it because...
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And during the hurricane season, that's always subject to being in some type of distress.
Right. And, you know, what we do is we partner with all of these parishes, you know, their disaster responding agencies. And so we actually, before we had our grand opening in the Bayou, we invited a bunch of people, parish presidents, you know, emergency responders to the facility to talk to them and say, hey, we have this facility here for you so you can more effectively respond in the event of a hurricane. Thank God this year we didn't have a hurricane, but had it happened, we would have been able to respond to it.
Yeah. So let's talk about challenges 2026.
Challenges 2026. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we had a food shortage even before the government shut down. We're continuing to have a food shortage. And so we want to close that gap, and we're going to need community support more than ever. At the same time, that's also going to we're going to need to get those develop more of a network for food rescue to get that food, whether it's whether we have to purchase it or hopefully get it donated to us. And so that's really what the challenges we face going into 2026. Prices keep going up at the grocery store, which means that those people who are living from paycheck to paycheck or have limited means that they're going to come to food pantries maybe for the first time. So I don't see anything happening to the number of people experiencing food insecurity other than it may be going up beyond 436,000. And so that's very unfortunate. And so we're going to have to continue to work to meet that need.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that there's a number of receptacle boxes or whatever you call them at a number of, I see them at grocery stores kind of all year round. And, and if you just think to buy one extra can, you know, and put it in the box.
No,
it helps. I mean, one can at a time. If everybody did that, you know, it's a lot of cans.
It's a lot of cans. And, you know, it's also, you know, going to no-hunger.org and making a donation. Or if you want to become a monthly donor, you can do that. And, you know, we really appreciate the support. You know, more than, I think it's 94% of the money that we receive goes to food distribution and purchases and all of that in our programming.
Yeah, I was talking about we used to do a turkey thing when I was the sheriff, and we did it with a national chain grocery store, and we found that by partnering with you guys, we were able to increase the capacity of who we were giving to by somewhere around 25, almost 30%. And, you know, it was huge.
Yeah, that's That's the thing. I mean, what I can say to that is that, you know, if you say, hey, I'm going to go to the store, I'm going to buy a bunch of food, and I'm going to bring it to Second Harvest. If you were to take that money that you were going to spend at the store and give it to Second Harvest, we would be able to buy more food and therefore serve more people. And so
yeah,
that's,
because y'all have relationships with folks that are giving y'all deals that no one's going to get.
Yeah, even below wholesale prices. And so that's really, and that's what we're going to do with it. That's what we're going to do with it.
And that's the beauty of the cash donation is that
y'all can
stretch that dollar a lot better than anybody else can.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have those relationships that we tap into. And so that's what we do. And that's what we've been doing with some of the money we've been receiving as a result of this shutdown and, you know, the public support. We said, okay, let's turn around. Let's start buying food and pushing it into our network.
And the important thing about the new distribution centers is that we need to fill them up.
Absolutely.
Right?
We need to fill them up, and we need to keep them filled up.
Yeah.
And then we need to sustain them because, you know, it costs money to fill those distribution centers up and then run them.
Absolutely. John Sillars, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. No-hunger.org.
If you want
to give a donation. The location, a distribution center in Harahan, is on
700 Edwards.
700 Edwards Avenue. Thank you very much. Had a little blackout there. Couldn't remember the address, but I should know it.
And that's the facility that your wife's family sold to us.
Absolutely. So, you know, in a great facility, by the way. And if you ever want to just go see something, an operation that it just runs completely efficiently and otherwise, that is the operation for sure.
Come and volunteer. You can work in our kitchen or you can work in our facility and can help us repack food.
And we are at 4454 Transcontinental Drive, Metropolitan Health Group. We are collecting donations for Second Harvest Food Bank today, either cash donations, check, or food items. We've got a whole bunch of grocery bags on the floor over here already this morning. So come on by, say hello, and give back to our community to Second Harvest Food Bank. Thank you, John. Truly appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Thanks for having us. Happy holidays to you, too. Have a great Thanksgiving.
It's John Sillars, Chief Strategy Officer, Second Harvest Food Bank. We'll be right back, folks, with the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.